The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. Good to see all of you gathered here this morning in our sanctuary at Peace. And welcome to those that are tuning in online as well. We're glad that you're tuning in with us too for our worship time. We're in what's called the last Sundays of the church year. The last three Sundays of the church year are designated for readings typically about the end times. And so they're kind of dark readings, aren't they? Advent is right around the corner. Advent starts November 27th. More details about that in just a moment. But we are in that season where we're being reminded about the end times. To me, what it's a reminder of is that everything has an expiration date. Everything has an expiration date. The eggs in your refrigerator, the flour in your container, the car that you drive, even the world has an expiration date. Even our very own bodies. We don't live forever. We all have expiration dates. But there's hope in that message. We're going to hone in on that this morning as Jesus shares this message with us from Luke chapter 21, that we are held tightly in God's hands, in His grip. And that is a comfort for us, even as we read about the end times in Luke chapter 21. There are some announcements to share with the congregation before we begin. And that is, today it's kind of like an old school Sunday. Do you remember, like, way back in the dark ages when you'd follow along in the service just by your bulletin? Do you ever remember those dark ages? Like a long time ago? We're going to try it out today. The reason why is because our projection is not working. We had a bulb that kind of went out on Friday. Good thing that we recognized that on Friday and not here this morning. So that's an advantage. But we're just following along our worship service in the bulletin as it's printed for us. So that's the way to follow along. We will have projection. However, I would say we do have projection here on our smaller flat screen. So that'll look that's going to display like what you would have seen up here on the wall. So it's up there. It's going to be hard to follow the service, though, by that screen, I would say. But we are still, the big thing is that we still are going to show the veterans presentation that we prepared. It's going to be on the smaller screen. And at that time in the service towards the end, we'll have the children come forward for the children's message during that moment, and they can watch the presentation very close. For those of you who would like to see it closer and more clear, perhaps, we're going to loop it, or we're going to show it at the conclusion of our service. Feel free as people exit to come forward, and you can watch it as long as you want. We'll have it playing up here in the front of the sanctuary. And of course, you can catch it as well on our online offerings on our YouTube channel. All right, other announcements to share this morning. I see Elaine coming forward.
Colder, isn't feeling up to being up here. But the basket in the back is almost full of hats and gloves and mittens. You can still bring them through Friday, anything that you could bring to help warm people whose extremities need warming. So thank you for all you've brought and for all you might still bring.
Awesome. Yeah, Diane, she's creeping on forward.
I forgot to ask, but next Saturday, the 19th, is our backpack work party. This is where we, our plan is to put together 100 bags of these warming items, and I'm very thankful to Ellen for collecting these, because that will help, and we will fill up backpacks and bags and give them to those who are less fortunate than ourselves. A lot of them are homeless, and not all of them are homeless. They just don't have anything and they're cold. So, if you can come, if you would like to come, it's at 9 o'clock next Saturday, the 19th, for about an hour and a half to 2 hours. There are people that have been there before, and they can train you and show you how to do the procedure. Thank you.
About 2 hours, we'll be done,
and it will be amazing what we accomplish as a group because of the base group. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, that's great. Yep. Yep, and I was supposed to share that too. Bazaar went great last weekend, as we heard, but it's really continuing on into this weekend. All the items are at 50% off. If you'd like to purchase something, I believe the person collecting the monies, it's Peggy Kruger. Is that right, Peggy? Okay, so if you want to buy something, see Peggy today. We're going to start our service in a special way by inviting our choir forward for our opening choral anthem, Make a Joyful Noise.